请大家一起预备心，低头同心默祷。
Prepare your hearts, pray in silence.
哈利路亚！奉主圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
In name of Lord Jesus, we begin this morning service.
我们一起唱诗198首。
Let's sing hymn 198.
奉主是圣名在这里证道。
Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus will give sermon.
感谢主是恩典我们在安息日一同聚集。
Thanks for the grace of the Lord on the Sabbath we can gather together.
那因为今天同时也是我们的一年一次的信徒大会。
And also at the same time, it is our annual congregation meeting.
所以我们会在这一次的开会当中呢，遴选一些新的工人。
And so while in the meeting, this time we'll select a few new workers.
所以想要利用早上这个时间呢，跟大家谈一谈我们要做耶稣基督的好工人。
And so using this time this morning, we'll talk about being the good soldier for the Lord Jesus.
在我们认识主之后
，After we believe in the Lord,
我们来到教会，我们总是带着一颗希望回报主耶稣的这种心。
And we bring our heart to repay the Lord.
所以很多时候我们都希望能够参与更多的圣工。
Many times we want to be involved in more holy work.
我们希望能够在教会当中能够有更多的付出。
And we want to be able to offer more for church.
我们愿意寻找更多的机会来回报主耶稣的慈爱。
And want to find more opportunity to repay the love of Christ.
在圣经里面有教导我们一个工人所应该要有的态度。
And so the Bible tells us what the attitude of a worker should be.
所以我们今天就用这个教导呢来做彼此的学习。
And so today we use this teaching as a mutual encouragement.
我们请翻到提摩太后书的第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
提摩太后书的二章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
提摩太后书二章一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 1。
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。第二节。
Two。
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。第三节。
Three。
你要与我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。第四节。
Four。
凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。第五节。
Five。
人若在场上比武，非按规矩不能得冠冕。第六节。
Six。
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。第七节。
Seven。
我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。哈，那在这里呢，这是保罗对这个年轻工人提摩太所说的。
And so here Paul spoke to the young worker Timothy.
那这个时候呢，保罗已经到他的年老，他年纪已经很大了。
And so Paul here has reached a very advanced age.
已经快要离开这个世界了。
And about to leave this world.
啊，他在教导啊，这时候有一个年轻的工人叫做提摩太啊。
And so he instructed this young worker called Timothy.
那这个提摩太啊，是个很不错的工人。
And so Timothy was a very good worker.
啊，所以保罗啊，真的想要花时间去栽培。陪他教导他。
And so Paul wanted to spend time to cultivate and teach him.
啊，所以保罗写了提摩太前书跟后书来教导这个年轻的工人。
And so Paul wrote First and Second Timothy to instruct the young worker.
那今天这个提摩太前后书也是写给我们在座的每一个人。
And Timothy is also written to each one of us today.
啊，作为教会里的新工人、年轻工人。
And so to become the new young workers in church.
啊，我们也是有一些必须要注意跟学习的。
And there are some things we need to pay attention.
那在这里说啊，啊，在这里呀，他告诉提摩太说
，Here it tells Timothy，
他说你要在基督耶稣的恩中刚强起来
，Be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ。
啊，这个是保罗对提摩太的第一个提醒
，And this is the first reminder of Paul to Timothy，
也是我们今天对自己的第一个提醒
，It's also our first reminder to ourselves，
就是我们要在基督耶稣的恩中刚强
，We need to be strong in the grace of Lord Jesus。
啊，什么叫做刚强起来
？And what does it mean to be strong？
啊，就是要长大
，That means to grow up，
要有力气
，To have strength，
要能够吃干粮
，And to be able to eat solid food。
今天在这个家中如果新生了一个孩子
，and if in the family there's a newborn baby，
啊，当然这个孩子如果刚生出来几个月而已
，and if it's only born for a few months，
你会怎么照顾他
？How do you take care of him？
啊，当然是啊，小心翼翼的呵护照顾啊
，and to be very close pay attention to take care of。
啊，当他一岁两岁的时候
，when it's a year or 2 year old，
你会怎么照顾他
？How do you take care of him？
还是很小心啊
，you have to be careful still。
你会对他说，哎，去洗碗。
Would you say go wash the dishes?
去扫地，去拖地。
Go mop, go sweep.
啊，去煮饭。
Go cook.
不会啊，两岁的孩子怎么会呢
？You cannot ask that two-year-old kid.
哦，所以啊，当你是个孩子
，When you're a child,
圣经说你思想像孩子，行动像孩子。
You think like a child and you act like a child.
哦，但是啊，我们都要长大。
But we need to grow up.
就像我们随着信主的时间越来越长
，After we believe in the Lord longer，
我们的属灵生命的年纪越来越大
，So our spiritual age increases.
那我们就要活出一个跟我们的年纪相称的生活来
，And we need to live an age that's worthy of our life.
所以在这里告诉我们啦，说不要再做孩子啦
，So here, don't be like a child.
你要刚强
，You need to be strong.
你要长大
，You have to grow up.
当你刚信主的时候
，When you believe in the Lord,
你很习惯啊，大家关心你
，And you're very used to everyone taking care of you.
常常打电话联络你
，Everyone calling you.
但是当你信主越来越长
，After you believe in a long time,
你就不要一天到晚等着别人为你做什么
，Then you shouldn't wait until someone do something for you.
而是你要主动说，我要来。为别人做什么
？But you should be proactive and say, "What can I do for others?"
因为这是你的家。
This is your home.
既然你是这个家的家人
，If you're a family member in this house,
你本来就应该要付出。
You should be sacrificing.
你本来就应该要参与。
You should be involved.
那些不付出、不参与的是谁
？And those who do not involve and participate, who are them?
那个叫做客人。
Those are called guests.
你希望做神家的客人吗
？Do you want to be a guest in God's house?
当然不想啦。
Of course you don't.
我们都希望。 成为主耶稣的家人。
We all want to be a family member in God's house.
所以在这里第一个就是叫我们要刚强，要长大。
So the first thing here, we have to be strong and grow up.
不要再吃奶了。
And do not keep on drinking milk.
要开始吃干粮。
Have to eat solid food.
不要再等着别人为你做什么。
And don't wait for others to do something for you.
而是要能够主动为别人做什么。
But to proactively do something for others.
为教会做些什么。
And what can you do for church?
这是我们每一个信徒都应该要有的心智。
This is the heart that we all should have.
参与圣工。
To be involved in holy work.
帮助教会。
To help church.
这才是一个长大的表现。
This is a manifestation of growing up.
我们看回来第二章第一节。第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
提摩太后书第二章第二节。
2 Timothy 2:2.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心人教导别人的。那这里保罗告诉提摩太另外还要注意的事情。
And so here Paul tells Timothy something else have to pay attention.
第一，你必须要有这个心智，说我要做些什么。
And the first one, you have to have the heart, what should I do?
有热心很好。
It's good to have zeal.
想要做圣工很好。
It's good to do holy work.
但是光光热心是不够的。
But zeal alone is not enough.
这里说你在许多见证人面前要听见我所教训的。
And then you have to present to many witnesses in, yeah.
你在这个提摩太在很多见证人面前听过保罗的道理。
And so Timothy heard from many people about the things spoken by Paul.
因为道理上有长进。
And he grew up in the truth.
所以服事的方向才不会错误。
And his service will not go astray.
今天一个基督徒如果很热心。
So there's a Christian with great zeal.
但是没有知识。
But without knowledge.
没有道理。
Without the truth.
这样他越热心对教会的伤害越大。
And the more zeal, the more harm to church.
我们有时候看外面这么多。社会上这么多的基督教派
，We can see so many denominations in this world.
你怎么会想说怎么会有这么多基督教派
？And you would think how is it possible they have so many denominations?
都是同一本圣经。
And it's all the same Bible.
为什么会有这么多不同的讲法
？Why there are so many different ways of saying it?
其实常常答案很简单。
And it's a very simple answer.
就是人很有热心，但是没有知识。
People have the zeal, but without the truth.
人很有爱心，但是没有照道理。
And people have great love, but they don't follow the commands.
所以你越热心，越有爱心，其实对教会的伤害越大。
And sometimes the more zeal and the more love you have, the more greater the harm.
所以我们今天不是只有要有热心来服事。
And so we can not only serve with zeal.
我们更要求神给我们智慧。
We need to ask God to give us the wisdom.
让我们听见道理。
So that we can hear the words.
能够凡事照道理而行。
And to always do according to the words.
我们之前跟大家说过。
And before we mentioned to everyone.
在休斯顿他们之前前几年买了一间会堂。
And so Houston,bought a church.
他们买了一个另外一个教派的另外外教会的会堂。
A few years ago from another church.
你进去你会觉得它的结构很奇怪。
And so when you go in, you feel the structure is very weird.
你进去你会发觉它的会堂切一半。
And so you realize the chapel is cut in half.
那个一半是座位，后面一半是座位。
And the back of the half is our seats.
前面一半是讲台。
And front half is all the pulpit.
你就觉得很奇怪为什么会设计这样子呢？
And then you, why is it structured like this?
怎么会讲台坐在会堂的中间？
And why is the pulpit in the middle of the chapel?
结果我们再观察一下就发现为什么啦。
And then after observation, we realized.
他们的讲台是那种移动式可以拆掉的。
And the pulpit is the ones that are removable.
为什么要拆掉呢？
Why do they need to disassemble?
因为他们每一次星期天聚会完就把讲台拆掉了。
And so after service on every Sunday, they will disassemble the pulpit.
前面就变成 dancing floor 变成跳舞的地方了。
And the front will become a dancing floor.
上面还有那个玻璃球这样咚咚咚咚咚一直转哦。
And there's a strobe lights on the top.
那个两个大喇叭蹦蹦蹦哦。
And there's a two loud speakers.
他们说这种方法可以吸引到很多年轻人来参加聚会
And they're saying that this method can attract many young people to worship.
所以他们就用这样子来吸引人。
And this is how they attract people.
有没有热心？
Well, is there zeal?
有没有爱心？
Do they have love?
有。
Yes.
有没有智慧？
Is there wisdom?
合不合道理？
Is it according to truth?
不合。
It's not according to
truth. 所以有时候我们为教会热心 必须要有知识。
Sometimes we have zeal, but we need the knowledge.
啊，必须要合道理。
It should be according to the truth.
哦，这样子的服事，在神眼里才是有价值的。
And only this kind of servitude have value in the eyes of God.
啊，在这里第三点，保罗说到啊。
And the third point, Paul says.
说要交托，也要交托那忠心能教导人的。
And to entrust reliable men who will teach others.
啊，这告诉我们说，保罗对提摩太的第三个提醒。
And so this third reminder of Paul to Timothy,
就是必须要找出同工来。
And to find co-workers.
啊，有时候我们在教会里面服事啊。
Sometimes we work in church.
有时候啊，一次又一年又一年的这样子做。
And so we do year after year.
但有时候做久了啊，会疲乏哈，弹性疲乏。
And so after doing it for a long time.You lose the effectiveness.
哦，有时候啊，坐在同一个位置上坐久了。
And so in the same spot, you do it for very long time.
有时候会出现服事上的盲点 ，blind spot 哈，盲点啊。
And then you will create a blind spot in your service.
那你每次都是这样子做
？And you always do it like this.
因为你的脑筋就是这样子嘛。
Because your brain is like this.
所以你遇到一样的问题，每次都用一样的方法解决。
When you face the same problem, you always use the same solution.
啊，你有时候看不见。你有时候看不到另外一面啊。
And sometimes you cannot see the other side.
啊，但是呢，有时候如果有另外一个人来做了。
But if another person does the same thing.
有另外一个人来帮你。
Another person comes and helps.
观念跟你不一样。
And the different attitudes.
方法跟你不一样。
And different methods.
哦，啊，有时候啊，他做的方式啊，你一开始很不能接受哦。
And so you cannot accept initially their ways.
因为那不是你习惯的模式。
And that's not the habit, that is not the model you're used to.
啊，但是如果你能够谦卑下来，
but if you're able to humble yourself,
你愿意去观察，去看，去观察别人，欣赏别人，
and you're able to closely observe and to see their good points.
啊，你会发觉说啊，原来不同的观点可以带出不同的好处来，
and you can see that different ways will bring good benefits.
啊，所以啊，我们有时候神在我们的生命当中安排一些个性跟我们不一样的人，
and sometimes God in our lives will arrange someone who has different character than us.
你有时候会觉得很受不了啊，
and sometimes we cannot bear it.
啊，受不了，你怎么做事做这样子？
How can you do it this way?
啊，却不知道说神是在教导我们，可以用不同的方式跟不同的眼界啊来做事情。
But as actually God who is teaching us to use a different eyesight to accept things.
啊，你说你跟你的最好的朋友一起上街去买东西啊。
If you go with your best friend to go shop.
啊，你每次走路都看右边。
Every time when you walk, you look in the right.
他每次走路跟你一样都看右边。
And if they look also on the right.
前面有个大洞。
There's a huge hole.
两个一起掉下去。
And both will fall.
啊，但是如果他跟你看不同边。
If it looks different ways.
啊，你看左边，他看右边。
You look right, he looks left.
你看前面，他看后面。
You look front, he looks back.
啊，虽然跟你的观点不同。
Even different concepts.
啊，但是有时候会避免掉很多的人生中的盲点。
And but sometimes we avoid many different blind spots in human life.
哦，所以我们在生命，我们在服事的路上，要寻找栽培更多的同工。
And so in our work, we have to find to cultivate different new workers.
然后在《使徒行传》里面啊，讲到一个人叫做巴拿巴。
And so in Acts it says it mentions a person Barnabas.
那我们来看一下《使徒行传》啊。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第十一章啊。
Acts chapter 11.
《使徒行传》的第十一章的二十四节。
Acts 11 verse 24。
使徒行传十一章的第二十四节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 24。
啊，这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。二十五节。
25。
他又往大树去找扫罗。找着了，就带他到安提亚去。他们足有一年的功夫，在和教会一同聚集。教训了许多人，门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手哦。那这里啊，讲说啊，有个人叫做巴拿巴啊。
So here, a person named Barnabas.
啊，这个人啊，不怎么出名。
And so Barnabas was not famous.
其实圣经里面讲他的不多啊，讲他的不多。
And the Bible does not mention too much of him.
但是他非常非常的重要。
But he is very important.
如果没有巴拿巴
，without Barnabas，
可能以后就没有保罗了。
And the future there will be no Paul.
如果没有巴拿巴
，without Barnabas，
你们可能就没有马可福音了。
And then you will have no the Gospel of Mark.
因为这两个工人都是巴拿巴带出来的。
And because both these workers were brought up by Barnabas.
哦，所以虽然巴拿巴本身啊。不像 保罗这么的耀眼，这么的灿烂。
And so Barnabas is not like how Paul is able to go outside.
哦，但是啊，在神眼中啊，巴拿巴非常非常的重要啊。
In the eyes of God, Barnabas very useful.
那在这里说，他往大树去找扫罗。
So he went to seek Saul.
当大家都忘记扫罗了，保罗哦。
When everyone forgot Saul, Paul.
当大家都忘记他了。
When everyone forgot him.
啊，当大家啊就啊当大家只是忙着自己的事情。
When everyone's only busy with their own things.
这时候呢？巴拿巴去找扫保罗出来同工啊。
And at this moment, Barnabas went to find Saul to be a co-worker.
啊，找扫罗容不容易啊
？Is it easy to find Saul?
他说啊，到大树去找他哦。
He went to Tarsus to go look for him.
大树是当时候的省会啊。
And so Tarsus was a capital.
大城哦，人很多的。
It was a big city, many people.
啊，跟今天不一样啊。
It's different than today.
啊，今天啊，纽约几千万的人口啊。
And so New York has many millions.
啊，你要找一个人。
And so if you want to find a person,
手机拿起来就打啦。
And you call with a cell phone.
啊，你没有他的手机啊。
You don't have his cell phone.
你找电话簿嘛。
And look at the phone directory.
查好台啊。
You can search for directory.
总是有办法找到的嘛。
There is a way you can find it.
啊，但是在那个时候什么都没有啊。
But they don't have anything at that time.
没有手机。
Without cell phones.
没有网路。
Without the internet.
没有政府帮你找。
And without the government helping you to find.
所以巴拿巴要找扫罗要怎么办
？And so what can he do to find Saul？
沿街敲门去找啊。
And to knock the doors to go look for him。
容易吗？一点都不容易哦。
It's not easy at all。
啊，但是啊，巴拿巴很愿意啊。
And so Barnabas was willing to do this。
很愿意付出努力来寻找出更多的工人来。
He was able to offer up to find more workers。
所以我们今天在教会里面，我们有一个很重要的工作。
And so in church we have one important work。
就是栽培工人。
It is to cultivate workers。
栽培更多的工人。
To cultivate more workers。
使得更多的人能够参与教会的圣工。
So more people are involved in church.
我们今天要有一个自觉，我们每个信徒要有一个自觉。
We have to have a self-realization.
我们来到教会也必须要参与工作。
That when we come to church, we have to involve work.
啊，有的信徒说哦。
Some member will say.
我是普通信
I am an ordinary member.
所以我的工作就是聚会。
My work is to attend service.
我只负责聚会。跟奉献
I'm only responsible for offering and attending service.
啊，这样的观念对吗？
Is that the right attitude?
啊，其实不太对哦。
That's not correct.
啊，其实我们到神的家里哦。
We'll come to the house of God.
神一定在我们的生命当中，一定有给我们安排一些我们可以做的事情。
God has certainly given us something we can do.
啊，所以我们一定要去思考。
We need to think.
我们要怎么样才能够在这个神的工作上有份？
And how can we participate in God's work?
啊，同时各个工作负担的人。
And each department who handles their things.
我们必须要去思想，我们要怎么样能够带出更多的人一起来服事主。
And we need to think of ways that more people can serve God.
能够栽培更多的工人。
To cultivate more workers.
哦，能够让更多的人在圣工上能做参与。
And so more people can partake of holy work.
啊，因为这个是保罗对我们的期望。
And this is what Paul wishes us.
也是今天神对我们的期望。
It's also what God wishes us.
让我们能够寻找出更多的工人一起来服事主。
So we can find more workers to serve God together.
我们再看回来提摩太后书。
Let's turn back to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二节哦。
Verse 2.
第二节的后半哦。
Second half of verse 2.
他说要交托那忠心能教导别人的人啊。
And to entrust reliable men who is able to teach others.
我们这里讲说要寻找出更多的工人来服事主啊。
And we mentioned we have to find more workers to serve God.
啊，所以教会最重要的工作是什么？
What is the church's most important work?
就是栽培工人，不断的栽培更多的工人。
And it is to cultivate more workers.
啊，但在这里说要栽培谁？
And to cultivate who?
在这里说要忠心的工人啊。
And those who are faithful
哦、在神的家中、啊、第一个要求的是什么
？And what is the first requirement in the house of God？
不是你很聪明
，It is not that you're smart。
不是你学历很高
，It is not that you have a high education、
啊。不是你长得漂亮
，It is not that you're very attractive。
这些都不重要
，None of those are important。
我们看一下在神家中服事最重要的是什么
？Let's see what the most important thing in the house of God、
啊。我们来看一下哥林多后，哥林多前书哦
，First Corinthians。
多前书的第四章
，First Corinthians chapter 4,
第一节
，verse 1。
哥林多前书第四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1。
啊，这里说人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。第二节。
Two.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心呢。所以在这里神对你要求是什么？
What is God's requirement of you?
只有一个要求，
Only one requirement.
就是你要忠心。
You have to be faithful.
没有说你要把圣经背起来啊。
Doesn't say you have to memorize the whole Bible.
没有说你一定要祷告两个小时啊。
Doesn't say you have to pray for 2 hours.
没有说你一定要有博士学位啊。
Doesn't say you have to have PhD.
没有说你一定要世界上，哎，世界上 要有成功，要有地位啊。
And doesn't say you have to have status or success in the
world. 这些在服事上都不重要。
None of those are important in service to God.
服事上最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing to
service? 用心做。
To use your heart to do it.
尽力做。
And to try your best to do it.
在工作当中认知到自己的不足。
And to understand your shortcomings in your work.
所以你祷告求神帮助你。
So you pray to God and ask God to help.
在工服事当中知道道理的重要。
And to know the truth in your service.
所以你愿意主动查考圣经，增加自己属灵的知识。
And then you're willing to spiritually cultivate yourself to increase your faith.
这个叫做一个忠心的工人啊。
This is a faithful worker.
所以啊，我们今天可能啊。很多人外在条件是有限的。
And so today, many people have lackings in their requirements.
所以我们觉得自己不行。
Even though we feel we are unable.
我们能力很有限，我们智慧很有限。
We're limited in our resources and everything.
但是没有关系啊。
But that does not matter.
说神向你要的是什么？
What does God require of you?
就是要你有忠心。
That you are faithful.
你尽力。
You try your best.
你努力去做。
You work your hardest.
神就会喜欢啊。
And then God will accept.
在这里说啊，要记得这个是能教导别人的。
And those who are able to teach others.
忠心能教导。
To be faithful to teach others.
但是你就会想啊，我口才不好啊。
So you might not have eloquence.
所以我不能够教导。
That I'm unable to teach.
哇，还好，那这样传道讲的跟我没有关系啊。
And then good, that's whatever pastor said has nothing to do with me.
错啦。
You're wrong.
每一个人都可以教导。
Everyone can teach.
有的是用嘴巴，用言语上的教导。
And some use the speech to teach.
有的是用生活上来教导。
And some use their life to teach.
有的人是用他的行为，他所活出的，他所表现出的行为来教导。
And some teach with whatever they live out their life.
所以每一个人都能够教导。
So everyone is able to teach.
但是你教出来的是什么呢？
But exactly what is it that you teach?
你如果活出一个好的生活，
If you live a good life,
就好像一本好书。
Like a good book.
让人看了学到好的东西。
When people read this book, they can learn from it.
如果你的生活乱七八糟。
If your life is very messy.
别人一看啊，哇，这是一本不良书籍。
And this is an unworthy book.
把它丢掉，把它销毁。
It is only worthy to throw in the trash.
所以你就没有办法教导别人啊。
And you cannot teach others.
我们来看一下提摩太前书。
Let's look First Timothy.
提摩太前书的第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4。
提摩太前书的第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4。
第十五节。
Verse 15。
提摩太前书的四章十五节。
First Timothy 4:15。
这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。十六节。
16。
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行能救自己，又救听你的人。在这里跟我们说啊，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训哦。
And so here it says you have to watch your life and your doctrine closely.
所以这是两种不同的教导。
There's two different teachings.
一种教导叫做自己。
And one teaching is yourself.
一种教导叫做你的教训，这嘴巴讲的。
And one is your doctrine, what you speak.
一个是你的生命，一个是你的言语。
One is your life, one is what you speak.
都能够教导人啊。
It is all able to teach.
所以我们今天要谨慎小心自己的教导。
So today we need to watch our life and our doctrine.
谨慎小心自己的行为。
And to watch our deeds.
因为啊。你如果这样行啊，能救自己，还救听到你那个听你的人啊。
Because if you're able to do this, then you're able to save the one who hear you and yourself.
那如果今天你只会嘴巴上的教导
，if only you can teach with your mouth.
啊，但是你的行为跟你的教导是不一样的。
But your action is different than what you teach.
啊，有时候啊，那个听到你听你的人得救了
，the person who hears you they're saved.
啊，结果你自己不能得救
，but you are not saved yourself.
那就很可怜啊。
That's very pitiful.
啊，所以啊，在这告诉我们说，我们每一个人都要做忠心能教导人的。
So we all have to be faithful workers that are able to teach.
讲谁？
And who are we saying?
讲你。
We are talking about you.
哦，所以我们都是神家中能服侍的好工人。
So we are all the faithful good worker of the house.
啊，但是要做工人有条件。
But to be a worker, you need requirements.
我们看一下第二章，提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
提摩太后书二章三节。
Second Timothy 2:3.
他在说，你要和我同受苦难，好像耶稣基督的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不叫世俗残身，好叫那招他当兵的大得的喜悦。好，第五节。
Five.
人在场上比武，非按规矩，不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫先得粮。好，那这里呢，他连续讲到几个条件啊。
And so it talks about few requirements.
做工是一定要。
And to do work is necessary.
一定要，这是神对我们的期望。
And that's our God's wish to us.
更是神对我们的要求。
It's our God's requirement for us.
你不要想说，哎呀，这个是可有可无啊，这是一个建议啊，没有，这是一个要求。
And this is not a suggestion. It's a requirement.
所以啊，每个人都要想，我要怎么样才能够在教会当中参与付出。
Everyone have to think of ways how they can be partake of the whole.
但是在这里啊，你要做好工人啊，有几个条件啊。
To be a good worker, there are a few requirements.
那这是说啊，我们要做耶稣基督的精兵。
We have to be a good soldier of Christ.
那怎么样做耶稣基督的精兵
？And how to be a soldier of Christ?
第一，你要能够同受苦难。
That you're able to suffer.
苦难是我们所不喜欢的。
And we don't like tribulation.
大家都喜欢顺利、平安、福气。
Everyone likes blessing, peace, and tranquility.
但是在这里啊，这个保罗。告诉我们哦
，Paul tells us here，
你要做精兵吗
？You want to be a soldier？
你必须要受苦难。
You have to go through hardships。
一个没有受过苦难的基督徒啊
，and was a member without going through hardships。
有时候那个信仰哦，是很浮于表面啊，只有看起来好像很不错啊，看起来很漂亮啊
，and it just seems very good on the surface。
就像一朵花。
Like a flower.
长在那个花，长在野地里啊，花很漂亮啊。
And then grown up in the field, and it's very beautiful.
结果大风一吹。
But the wind, mighty wind comes.
暴雨一淋。
And the rain comes.
结果花就不知道飞去哪里啦。
And then the flower is flown away.
所以看起来外面可能很漂亮啊。
Outside looks very good.
但是如果那个根扎的不深。
But the root is not deeply rooted.
如果没有受过这种苦难的淬炼啊，这样不断的侵袭的淬炼。
And so without the training of
有时候我会变得非常的脆弱啊。
Then you will become very weak.
所以我们常讲啊，疾风知劲草就是风很大，你才知道那个草啊，很坚固啊。
And so only when the storms come, you know how firm the house is.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要与保罗同受苦难啊。
And so we need to suffer just like as Paul.
所以有时候我们在服事的路程当中，会遇到很多很多让你会受不了的事情啊。
So in the journey of serving, there are many things you're going to face that you will not be able to handle.
你做的半死啊，结果人家闲到不行。
And you work so hard, but the other people complain.
有时候你就会想啊
，And then you think，
我干嘛？我吃饱了撑着。
And why am I doing this for what？
我在这里又不领薪水。
I don't have a wage。
又没有升迁。
I don't have any kind of status。
我干嘛要在这里被人家讲，被人家骂
？Why should other people ridicule me？
有时候脾气一来啦。
And then you express your anger。
东西一丢，我不干啦。
And then you refuse to continue。
你意见这么多，你做。
You have so many comments, you do it yourself.
有时候我们就用这种态度哈。
And sometimes we hold this kind of attitude.
但在这里告诉我们说啊，这个你要得人，你要得那招你来的人喜悦。
But in order to be pleased with the person who sent you,
你就必须要能够同受苦难啊。
That you're able to suffer together.
经过锻炼之后啊，经过锻炼之后你才会坚强。
And through training, you'll be strong.
所以我们之前也跟大家分享过啊。
So we share with everyone.
有一个负责人啊，哇，做得很辛苦。
So there's a board member worked very hard.
啊，结果啊，被人家骂得很凄惨。
But also scolded by other people.
意见很多。
Many different opinions.
啊，结果他说，那不干了，不做了。
And then the board member said, I won't do it.
啊，他没有跟人家讲啊。
He didn't tell others.
他就决定啊，灵恩会完之后，我就不做了，辞职。
He decided after spiritual convocation, I quit.
哦，我不要做负责人了，我要改去做那个骂人的。
And then I won't be a board member. I will become the person who yells at others.
啊，结果啊，那个。灵恩会到最后一次祷告哦。
And then the last prayer of the spiritual convocation.
灵恩会的时候祷告，他就跟主耶稣讲说：“主耶稣，你看那些坏人呐、啊，一天到晚骂人、骂人、骂人啊。
”And then the last prayer is saying, "Lord Jesus, look all those people who yells at me."
啊、哦，我不做啦，不是我的错啊，不是我不想做，是我做不下去啦。
It's not that I don't want to do it. I cannot continue.
那、啊、这时候他就看到一个异象啊。
And then he saw a vision.
他、啊、看到主耶稣走到他面前啊。
And so the Lord Jesus walked by his side.
那、啊、主耶稣就把手伸出来了。
And then Jesus reached out the hand.
那、啊、主耶稣对他说。你看我的手。
Jesus says, "Look at my hand."
啊，结果他就看到主耶稣手上的钉痕呐、啊。
They saw the nail marks on Jesus.
啊，看到血一直滴出来啊，一直流出来啊。
The blood continued to flow.
啊，主耶稣跟他说啊。
And then Jesus said to him,
他说：“我为你受了这么多的苦。
I suffered so much for you.
你就不能为我受一点委屈吗
？You cannot take a little ridicule for me.
哇，就放声，负责人就放声大哭啊。
And then the board member just wept aloud.
啊、哦，灵恩会结束啦。
And the end of the spiritual convocation.
继续做
，continue to work.
啊，你们骂吧。
哦。Continue to yell at me.
我只要做一个忠心的仆人就好啦。
I just want to be a faithful worker.
那这个就是同受苦难啊。
This is to endure the hardship.
苦难是难免的。
And hardship is unavoidable.
但是苦难可以使我们更加坚强。
But hardship will allow us to be stronger.
苦难可以使我们真正的看见神摸到神。
Hardship will allow us to touch and see God.
就像约伯一样。
Just like Job.
约伯在受过苦难之后。
So after suffering Job.
他说从前我风闻有神啊。
And before I have heard there's a God.
但是今天啊，我是亲眼见神啊。
But today I see God personally.
一个人什么时候可以亲眼见到神
？When can someone see God personally?
不是富足的时候啊，约伯很有钱啊，没有看到神啊。
It is not when you're well off.
啊，不是你在献，约伯常常献祭哦，约伯常常拜神哦。
And Job was wealthy, he always worshipped God.
但是约伯什么时候亲眼看到神
？When did Job personally see God?
苦难之中亲眼看到神啊。
And so in his suffering, he personally seen God.
啊，所以有时候我们在服事的路上会有苦难。
So sometimes in the road of service, we have hardships.
啊，但是苦难当中会看见神啊。
But in our hardship, we will see God.
啊，在这里说啊，不要让事物缠身啊。
And so do not entangle with the things of this world.
啊，所以啊，当我们在服事神当中哦。
While we are serving the Lord.
我们不要有很多的世上的忧虑啊。
And do not have many worldly sorrows.
啊，当然这个是对传道工人来讲。
This is talking about for pastors.
啊，但是这也是对我们每一位信徒来说的啊。
But it's also to every member as well.
啊，当我们来到教会啊。
When we come to church.
啊，我们有时候啊，有些世上东西先放下来。
So we should lay aside the things of this world.
啊，所以我们参与圣工啊，我们不是为了要得什么好处。
And we do not want to gain any benefits by serving God.
不是要建立自己的影响力。
It is not to build our influence.
啊，更不是要得到别人的掌声。
It is not to gain the praise of others.
这个叫做事物啊，世界上的东西啊。
These are the things of this world.
有些人、啊、很喜欢别人的掌声
Many people love the praise of
一定要人家讲他好、
have to be other ones speak well,
有些人很喜欢在那个什么什么那个 spotlight 哈，那个焦点啊，那个所有的灯光都要照到他身上啊。
And many people need to be in the spotlight.
啊，所以我曾经跟一个青年讲哦。
So I told youth once.
他说啊，请你能不能帮忙什么什么工作啊？
You can help out in this kind of work.
他跟我说不行。
He says no, I can't.
他说啊。我的恩赐是要在台前服事啊。
My gift should be in the pulpit.
哦，所以啊，如果是领师翻译讲道可以。
If it's him leading, translating.
那要人家看到的，我的恩赐是在台前。
And those are good because my gift are in the pulpit.
其他的你不要来找我。
So do not look for me any other work.
你知道我怎么跟他说吗？
And what, you know what I said to him?
那你通通不要做啊。
And then you should do absolutely nothing.
当一个人啊，觉得说我只能做台前的服事。
When a person feels they only can do the things of the pulpit.
这不是一个好工人啊。
This is not a good worker.
啊，因为啊，当然每个人的恩赐都有不同。
Because everyone has different gifts.
但是当你觉得说我一定要在众人看见的地方我才能服事。
But when a person feels that they have to serve so everyone can see them.
这种服事是没有价值的。
There's no value in that kind of service.
因为你唯一得到的就是众人的掌声。
Because all you're getting is the praise of people.
哦，所以不管是在台前还是在幕后。
Whether it's in the pulpit or behind the pulpit,
只要是教会交托给我们的，我们就努力去做。
As long as the church assigned us, we should work our best.
即使没有人看见，
even if no one sees,
但是神看见了。
But God sees.
看见天上众多的天使给你掌声。
And the multiple of angels praising you.
这不是更有荣耀、更有价值吗？
Isn't that more valuable and more glorious?
啊，在这里说啊，人在场上比武啊，不按规矩不得。不得冠冕啊。
And so if one competes, they have to do according to the rules.
所以啊，服侍神是有原则的，有工作有原则啊。
And so to serve God, there is a principle.
有时候我们在世界上啊，很喜欢用一些人情啊、压力啊、这种关系啊、这种方式来做事情啊。
And so in this world, a lot of times we like to use human connections to do things.
啊，你跟我啊，你帮我去跟那个谁讲一讲啦，你帮我做这个做那个啦。
All you have to do is say something good of me.
哦，你是站在我这派的，哦，我就支持你。
And then you're of me, so I'll support you.
哦，这个是不对的。
That's incorrect.
他说啊，你要比武啊，有规矩的。
To compete, there are rules.
哦，所以我们必须要按照规矩得神喜悦哦。
So we should compete according to the rules to be pleased by God.
第一，我们服侍神，工作上要按照圣经。
And so when we serve God, we have to do according to the Bible.
啊，你有很多的想法，很多的想法啊，你可以有不同的想法，很好。
And so you have many different methods or ways.
但是要祷告。
But you have to pray.
看合不合圣经圣那个这道理的原则。
And to see if it's according to the principle of the truth.
都按照规矩。
According to the rules.
哦，所以当我们等一下选负责人的时候。
So later when we are choosing the board member.
啊，如果你选负责人是因为你跟他的关系好。
And if you choose only because you have good relation with that person.
你明明知道他就不适合。
But you know that person is not worthy.
你知道他有一些问题。
You know.He has some problems.
哦，那但是啊，因为他是我的 buddy 啊，我就一定要投他。
And because he's my buddy, I want to choose him.
啊，这个叫做不合规矩哦。
That's not according to the rules.
哦，这个神把这个投票的权利交在我们信徒的手上。
And so the right to vote is on each one of us.
哦，所以要忠心。
So we need to be faithful.
选适合的人。
And to choose the correct people,
而不是选你喜欢的人。
And not the ones you like.
啊，当然，如果你喜欢的人啊。那个在教会里很热心，很付出。
And of course, if the one you like works serving church,
就是他了，就要选他。
And then you have to choose that person.
哦，所以我们今天啊，凡事照规矩。
So we have to go according to the rules.
啊，而不是照我们自己啊，我是这个人是我一党的，这个是我一派的，我要投他，我要支持他。
And do not choose only because they are part of your group.
哦，更不要啊，哇，拉一堆人来，我们一起来做，来，我们一起全部支持谁。投票就是大家自己投自己的。
And we choose and vote on ourselves. We don't need to gather other people to vote with us.
自己想，自己决定，不要忘了自己对神负责啊。
And so you're responsible. You have to think carefully before you vote.
哦，所以当你投票啊，你是随便听，你旁边说，哎，投二号。
And so don't say get influenced by the person saying vote for number two.
你想都不想就写二号。
And you don't even think you put two.
你不要忘了那一张票，你到时候要对神负责的。
And so don't forget you're responsible for that vote.
神跟你说你干嘛投二号？
And then God will ask you why did you vote two?
我不知道啊。
I don't know.
我旁边叫我投二号啊。
And because the person next to me asked me to vote.
不按规矩不得冠冕哦。
And so if you don't compete according to rules, you do not gain the crown.
哦，所以我们做事情是我们自己要对神负责。
So we are responsible for the things we do.
哦，要按照规矩哦。
And we should do according to the rules.
啊，在最后说啊，劳力的农夫先得粮啊。
And so the hardworking farmer should be first to receive the crops.
啊，到最后要怎么样做耶稣基督的精兵？
And so how to be a good soldier for Christ?
你要劳力。
And you have to be hardworking.
啊，你要努力哦。
You have to work hard.
能做多少算多少。
And the work you do will be counted.
哦，或许我的恩赐有限。
Maybe my gift is limited.
哦，或许我的能力有限。
My strength is limited.
啊，或许我跟人家比啊，我好像什么都没有。
It seems that I have nothing compared to others.
啊，但是没有关系。
That does not matter.
因为服侍神不是人跟人当中的比较。
And it is not a comparison to serve God.
如果你很喜欢比来比去啊，
if you love to compare,
啊，那这种服侍啊，不漂亮，不美啊。
That service is not beautiful.
如果你很喜欢跟人家比啊，
if you love to compare with others,
你服侍没有办法服侍很久啊。
You cannot serve for very long.
因为比你有恩赐的多了去啦。
There are so many more gifted than you.
哦，比你会讲的多了去啦。
There are so many more can speak better.
所以如果你一直在意跟人家比比比啊，很喜欢跟人家比啊。
And if you really pay attention to comparing with others,
我的讲道讲的比你好。
My sermon is better than yours.
我的翻译翻得比你好。
My translating is better than yours.
如果你很喜欢比较啊，
if you love to compare,
啊，有时候这个工作就不美了哈。
And then the work is not beautiful.
哦，所以啊，每个人啊，要对自己负责啊。
So everyone has to be responsible for themselves.
劳力的农夫先得粮食啊。
So the hard-working farmer gains the first crop.
哦，所以啊，你只要尽力，你劳力了。
You try your best and you work hard.
哦，已经达到了神设给你的 quota， 神设给你的这个标准。
And then you have attained the quota that God has given you.
啊，你在神眼睛，哎，工作就是最好的。
In eyes of God, your work is the best.
哦，所以啊，这所以主耶稣讲过一个比喻哦。
So Jesus spoke of a parable once.
他说啊，有的人有三个仆人啊。
So there are three workers.
啊，他们拿了不同数量的钱啊。
And three servants gained three different amounts.
啊，结果啊，他们也赚回来不同数量的钱。
And they also earn different amounts.
啊，有的人赚五千嘛，啊，赚五千的。
One have 5,000.
啊，一个赚两千的。
One earn 2,000.
啊，但是一个啊没有赚啊。
One did not earn anything.
啊，那个你看哦，那个赚五千回来的啊，跟赚两千的啊，主耶稣对他们的评价，主人对他们的评价是一模一样，一字不差啊。
And so the value that God judged the 5,000 and 2,000 is the same value.
一模一样哦。
It's the exact same thing.
就是说你赚五千跟两千啊，不重要。
It does not matter if you earn 5,000 or 2,000.
重要的是你尽力了。
But the thing is that if you try your best,
成为一个劳力的农夫
and to become a hardworking farmer,
你就要先得粮。
Then you will be the first to get.
你在生命当中就要先看见神的祝福。
In your life, you'll see God's blessing first.
能够得到神的喜悦。
And you'll see the blessing.
啊，所以求主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
So may Jesus help each one of us.
让我们能够同做耶稣基督的精兵。
And to become the good soldier of Jesus.
与他同受苦难。
And to be able to suffer together.
但是最后要同得荣耀。
But in the end, to receive the glory together.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
211首。
211.
一起祷告。
Let's all pray.